Also, immer die Allianze, die du läufst, wird die zwar so dieser Bio, so den, wie so mir Teitel, zu die Allianze, in die du läufst. Meise. Now look, let's see the Rashi. Beires, meise, no leilo nicht. ואפילו לביסיל דם לביגי הזמן לירי, כבור, חנו לנערו, ומשיגיעו ימי הנורים מה בזמנו, אבל ביטרס, איזלי לא רישן לסלוי, איבן נפיץ לא ירוע סול די סביר. מייס, בוט, איפרוע סול, סול דן, אונלי, איבילס ניצר בסולוי. מייס,
What is that?
Dilas Mitzvah means the first B.A. And that is allowed even to be game at a B.A. But no other B.A., even the same night. Meise. Meise binos al Rebbe arba leilis mitir yudeis chedeis. So he gave her only four leilis. But the leilis could be spread out over a period of 12 months. Hey, Chedam, Elaine, what is that reference? Now, it could have reference to Tano, it could have reference to Naro, it could have reference to Beta. So the Gemara, by the process of elimination, comes to the conclusion that she was a Beta. Hey, Chedam, Elaine, the only cool that we make half news that we are dealing with the Tano. So as it is a market now. So why only four leilis? We don't pass like Bishamai, we pass like Bishilel. So why did Rebbe give her only four leilis in the Chidei's Chayim? As it is a market now. Now, I forgot to mention, there is the Miri discusses another question. According to Bishilel, according to Bishamai, so by Ktano we give her Arba Leilis. And according to Bishilel, Ashtich Yamak, indefinitely. Now, suppose the Mako is healed, but it's not for Leilis yet. Suppose, let's say, Psua Nisim of Di, so the Mako is healed in the first night. That can happen, but it's not for Leilis. So Bishilel, so the Niri says, Bishilel only Mikilim against Bishamai, but it's not Mistaber that Bishilel should be Machmiras against Bishamai. So even, now according to Bishamai, Abba Leilis, even the Mako is healed, so Bishilel also can see that cooling. That's what the Miri says. Then he says, but from the Russian of daily Amchabrim, there's the Rambam, it's mashma the other way. That according to Bishilel, it's only Tolu in Tichyamako. And if the Mako is healed, then she's Asuro, even though the Dalit Leilis did not pass. Now, so with Luke, there is a kasha against the near chief. Here the Gemara says, "Meisve meisve minos l'rebe arba leilis." Hey, Chedon, Elaine, you have lo kulin mekatnu hakitich yamakotan. But according to the Miri, you could apply it to Iktano. But then you ask, by Iktano, more than four leilis? No, maybe that was a case where the Iktano, the Mako, was healed very briefly the first night. But still, the Rebbe granted her four leilis, even if the four leilis are not in succession, are spread out over a period of Yivei's Chedesh. So it's not such a strong kasha, because the lotion of the price of Maise in Nosan Lagaza Arba Lilis is that it's Chedesh, is mashma that the Shaila was asked when she got married and even before the bit. And the Rebbe said that she can have four leles, and any dam that she sees will be attributable to dam suri. And usually it takes more than four leles for the hymen to heal, for the makkah to heal. So mele, that's why the Gemara has the kash. Ashitir the makkah. Now, elo, yoiv lei kule biminaus. But what we say, that all the four leles were granted to inaro. So how can she be inaro? For Yudei's Chedesh, Monefsha, if at the time of the marriage she was already in Naro, so then 6 months later she necessarily becomes a Beidress. So, Binaus Yudei's Chedesh Meitu, Vomashmuel, in Binaus Ribagus, Elo Bob Chadoshin Dilbat, Elo Bob Chadoshin Dilbat. The Chitene, the Chmuel only means hot fake. In other words, a minimum of the Vav Chadashim there has to be. But there could be more than Vav Chadashim intervening between the godless and the bagos. Hot fake. Hobil Vatkoma. So the Lashon implies that there is always not more than Bob Chadoshim intervening between the godless and the bagos. And here he gave her 12-month period. So the Gemara assumed that if Rebbe granted her for leles, so that means that in reference to the case where the leles were spread out, the leles of Die were spread out evenly in the base chedesh. In other words, one Die was first, and then 3 months later there was a second Die, and then 6 months later there was a third Die.
Second year.
In other words, 2 BS while she was Iktano, Ushtaim Bininarus, Hoboye Miniratrine Vashwam Yemirat Mira, Iki Azman Lire Istachas Bailo Mao. Now Ratrine Vashwam Ye is not mentioned very often in the Gemara. Rav Chinen, so that's why the Gemara mentions another member that is in Divrei Agoda, because whenever a certain Amire who is not mentioned very often in Shas, so is mentioned, so then the Gemara mentions the other member. The Gemara wouldn't do it, let's say, in connection with Abai and Rove, because they are mentioned all the time in Shas.
They're
fixtures. Mashlimingly dalet lele. Now the question is, now we have by Ktano, we have the shio of Achitif Yamach. Then by Naro, Shaloi Giazman Lireis. I mean, now I'm sorry. Naro, that's right. Shaloi Roaso, Naro is always Giazman Lireis. But now Rosh Hanoira, so according to Bisilel, we have four leleis. And now Rosh Hanoira, so vis-a-vis, according to Bisilel, we have Kol HaLaila. The question is, suppose she got married when she was a Ktano. Yeah. And then Tachas Bailo, she became a Naro. Now, and she had many beers while she was a Ktano. But we cannot count them, the beers, because while she is a Ktano, so she's entitled to have the beers and attribute every bleeding to Dam Sulim until it's Dichyam Akov. So suppose she had a number of beers, so, and then she became a Naro, so she had 10 beers. So she counted the 10 beers? No, he wouldn't count the 10 beers. Because while she's a Ktano, she's entitled to have the beers until it's Dichyam Akov. So, as how many beers do we count it? So the halacha is, so kol bili shato beil einu nelachas. So Rav said to Rav Chanina bar Shlamiye that no matter how many beers she had while she was a Ktano, so it's counted as one. And then she's entitled to have, after she becomes a Naro, she's entitled to have three more beers. So kol beer shall to beil in beil achas, v'ashom ashlim l'idalet leileis. So mele you couldn't say that the four beers that Rebbe granted her were shtayim v'mikatnus or shtayim v'naros. How could the two beers v'mikatnus be counted?
As two,
it could be counted as only one, even if she had 10 beers or 20 beers. So it could only be counted as one. So how did he count the two beers as two? Called these other bailing lachas. Vashom ashlim mudalad leilais. Elo dioid lei. Achas bimikatnos. Ushtayim bimenaos. Now, here, what does Rav say? Rav said that the breaker Shaloyra saw before, so then she's entitled to the whole Laila. But the breaker Shaloyra saw is not entitled to Laila Achas, only to Bilas Mitzvah. So if you say Yibal Miyabim Oikvei Kei Chedah Nekat Minarus Limitza Lochote Ahanana Minarus Libagus Limitza Lochote Limitza Lochote. So Mele she was, we had to count one more. So some one more Bnei Bagus Elo Yamre Begres Yalmer Yabin Litvei, that the Begres Cheroaso can get it. So he's only entitled to Bilas Mitzvah. And here it's Raso Mikidem because she saw, she had Bilas. I mean, she was Raso. We are talking the Prebbe Glenn. Now let's see the Rashi. Is letvei lailachas b'tzodeis leileis b'shemoch yoy leach b'shebogo lailachas shleimo ve'af al gav v'niva lo kedim lechem yichei yichedane b'leis tanes v'nitza chodem d'alet leileis hanim b'tu naro damrin kol b'lein shebo alin lachas o lailachas nir mitzere b'suri adun li d'alet legimu הנאמה בלעס נאוס למצחות מלילה ידיבגוס ויסו לוי So even though she already had four bless, the four bless were in the state of Katnus and Narus, so, but in the state of Bagus not as yet. So Mele, he gave her one day more than a Bagus. But if you say that the Dreikin Shorasho is not entitled even to Laila Achas, only to Bilas Mitzvah and Shiove, so then, never mind that she had, how many beers she had, the number of beers is not relevant, because she's a bigger shorasho, and a bigger shorasho is not entitled to any nights, only to be last mitzvah. So here too, why did he give her over and above be last mitzvah?
None of them were Bilas Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Because she already had Bilas Mitzvah when she was a Katana.
Well, Bilas Mitzvah is the first beer.
But during her Bogus, none of them were the Bilas Mitzvah.
Yeah, right, yes.
So she's not a Katana?
He gave her over and above Bilas Mitzvah.
No, she's not a Katana.
One second, let me go over the Rashi. Lochen Yavinolei. Lochen ya eli amad beikas lailo vishin yisulei amayoi vlolach achas vnei bagus in kibile kibin lechen mayane chode bile udi boi vmeis minagus viloi kola lailo. So the Gemara says leilom di yoi vlachas vnei katnus bikinu bimi naus and he didn't grant her any extra nights for after bagels. But then you ask, how is it possible to have gimel minaros over a period of yuvais chedesh? So the more the machshin assumed that the dalet lele, the dalet biles was spread out, was distributed evenly. In other words, a bile every 3 months. So he says, "Mi sabres kol tlofiyalche chodeine, kol treyalche chodeine." So mele, she had the first beer, let's say, in Nisan, had the first beer in Nisan, and then 2 months later, she had the second beer. And she was in Aro. 2 months later, she was a man in Naro, and then 2 months. So, in other words, in Nisan she had a BA, and then she was still Iktana, and then in Sidney she had a BA, and she was already a Naro, and then in North she had a BA, so she was in Naro, of course. So in Aro, she became in Aro, let's say in Siv, and in all, so she was 12 years and 2 months old. So, and then in Tishrei she had a B.A., and she was 12 years and 12 months old. So, in Tishrei was, so, so Sivan and Og and Tishrei, and she's not a beggaress yet. She's not a beggaress yet because she became 12 years old in Sivan, and she already had 3 beers as in Aro while she's still in Aro. That you are distributed. It would be every 3 months, and then it's impossible. But it would be every 2 months. And if she became a Gdele in Sivan, so in Sivan, so she just became a Gdele, let's say, the first of Sivan. And she had a beer, the first of Sivan, and then she had a second beer, the Naro, in Ob, and then she had a third beer in Tishrei. So she's still not 12 years and 6 months old, only 12 years and 4 months old, so she's not a baker's. So all the beers took place while she was still an hour. Alright. Beginning now like her back is foul with the casual social. So there were no beers in the bagels. The lake of Bagel called the cash loch from Mishkachet in the Lenshkim Kodosh in the house and the Safra is hard.
Why does Rebbe have to do all this business of scaring it all out?
Not that he didn't have to. They asked him. So why? The couple asked him whether he can spell it out. It's not that Rebbe told them they have to spell it out.
Oh.
The couple asked him, whether he can spell it out.
Oh, whether they're allowed to. Why would they want to do that?
Listen, you have to ask that. Not me. Yomin Sachsen, oh yeah. Have a shock, you'll be also the Asvedish Shmuel. So, he went to the city where Shmuel was. Who Shmuel lived? Sobal Nevat Ubdi Kaboti Deral. A Filuaso. Omar, Lipolikrab bin Ruasa Beleuas. Because Gemara mentioned before, Omar Rav, Beigres, Nesin, Olaylo, Avishin, Hanimile, Shaloi Roaso, Abo Roaso, Nimile, Lablasnitze. So he only accepted the first half of the Aloha, that Beigres, Nesin, Olaylo, Avishin. And he didn't believe that Rav also said, Hanimile, Shaloi Roaso, Abo Roaso, Nimile, Lablasnitze. He didn't believe that Rav said it. The trap said, some male in Yom Saxonoye, though it was a Kodim Shochi Biuche, he died unexpectedly. Koresh Muel Ale de Rav, Luyun Elitzadi Koloven. In other words, because he attributed to Rav in Memre, that Rav was Matir, even Beyreshawas of the days of Yom. Kolalailo, many beers, and that wasn't true. So in order that, so he was punished in order that Rav shouldn't be nichshal, in somebody's nadir. But when the tzaddik kolaven, so in nichshal the nivor. Omar Asso, Sin, Rabchanine Barshalmiye, so he's mentioned here in Emre, and he's mentioned very seldom in Shas. So Mneire Des the Derech, when Eher Amere is mentioned, a certain Emre, so then the Gemore will mention other memories, even though the other memories had nothing to do, let's say, with this year. So, and even if the other memory is Nagode, he's in Divra Agode.
He's got to have a sponsor.
Oh, no, Rav Kinda Shalom, he's in the Rav. Kidding, Shenot Kushay, Mashinot Shalodon. If the teeth of a person it fell out, he's smart to lose any Esau. Naturally, he cannot eat properly. גם אני נוסעתי לכם מכוין שיניים בכל עליכם וחיס עליכם בכל מכניסיכם. Waso veido bei sabio ton rabon waso veido bei sabio bi silei inalo is waso veido bei sabio so bi silei in kolailo shalo bi neisten lo ino shleimo hamo ino shleimo pirish ham gamliel afor gamliel Lilo Bichotier. Not just Lilo, but that's how it appears. I mean, so far. So, but Lilo, and then half of the day, following the night, Uvinum Kulahai, and is an Eino Shlimo considered to consist of the Lilo and half of the day following the night. So the Gemara mentions a braise in connection with Taras. What's the Shaykhes? Because over there also Eino is mentioned. The Remino Hareish or Yogato for this Badok Meyein. Suppose the gas is the wine press and the Bado is the olive press. Suppose the equipment in the wine press, in the olive press, what may he say? And he wants to be retired. So, what should he do? Upikish la se sambitaro. Keitsa tu eise. Hadapin valulopin. Adapting so that Rashi says Zeu Adeles Sheneisim La'anodim. So adapting so they are loving Haine Chukye Shemenakim Boes Agas. So adapting are loving Vadoshim. The Adoshim Zui Agas Atzmo Shanovim Yisunim Shom Anovim Yisunim Shom. So now here it's not a question of being Mekabutum, because the Gas Atzmo is Mechube Adoshim of Mekabutum, and the Deles is old, might also be Mechuber. Might also have reference to the case where it's Mechuber, it's not Mechuber. But since it was used Bitumeh, so there is a certain BM that rubbed off on the Deles and the Gas. Certain BM. So let's say if he used there Pierce May, so then, so part of the Pope, you know, and he was rubbed off. So he wants, it's a question of cleaning here. It's not a question of being entire something that would happen. So then it depends if it's a klimatres or if he ate. So then he is out le shate. So he has to fill in the mikveh. And if it's le chares, so there's no way to be entire. But here they won't make up to me. For some reason, they won't be Kabbalah. Whatever the reason is, they won't be Kabbalah. Probably because Mechuber. You know, Mechuber. So they won't be Kabbalah. But since they were used, you see, on Paris name, some melee part of the BN of the Paris name was likely to have been rubbed off, you see there. So then, when you despair stealing, so you'll be married. So those then, those pieces of pulp or anodium or zeaxanthin will come in contact with the will be mixed with the perished alien, and he wants to retire. So it's a question of the cleaning process, not of being retired something that became common. So Ketavei said, Hadapin Valulovin Vadoshim Madichon, he has to rinse them. So any the end of Tmeim will be washed up. Hakolim shall be tzorim, he shall beat boots in Agvon. So Hakolim yesh nikeni shekeshrim es rapuach shal chatzani beakalim tzodi. So he shall be tzorim in Agvon. So he has to dry them. So then he'll wash, he'll remove any bien that is stomach. Shall shite b'shal gemi miyashnon. So then he has to be, let them stay. Yechamu miyashnon yudveis chedesh. Rabishim gamlil in amanicho migas ligas mibad libad. So he should leave them from one's years pressing to the other year's pressing. So the more the kashe, and it's gonna come. So in other words, every year when you have the new crop and you press them, so it's a base chedesh. So ikvinaye harpe viaple. In other words, harpe means in a year no sharp yet. But what does it mean sharp? In a year where the pear is ripened very early. Very early. Let's say, suppose usually they ripen, let's say, in May, so here they will ripen in March, you see, very early. That's how, and afle means of afelo, so that means, you know, they ripen very late, when they ripen very late, so then it's not a year's difference in the interval. So if it's harpe, so then it's less than a base chedesh from the last year's crop. If it's harpe, it's more than a base chedesh. So that's the machleke between Tanakame and the Shin Gamliel. Chadna Rashi. Harpe the afle retinim ponim shen yesam yitz chedesh ponim shen pochei nagvon shen bilin kokach. Shite gume, harpe v'afle ratsinim ponim shen yesam yischeidesh, ponim shen pochei. So, radei seimei, horei tzelitai amiyad, magilom bereischim, o yecheltam bimei zeisim. Now, here, it's not a question of being retired, something that became tummy. That can only be done if it can be done. Of the Tachila de Nietzsche. But here it's a question of cleaning of the brain or even cleaning out the blua, the blie. So, so then we'll wash off and we'll even clean out, remove the blie. Oichil tam mezeisim, rafshim gam leilin mishum rabyeisim. Manichom tachasatzineir, shenimod mikalchim. In other words, he leaves it, the equipment he puts under the faucet while it's running. So even if it runs cold water, so meneile oibimayim shenimod reikvim, but the jet of the cold water, so that will remove everything. Remove everything. Over my generation now. The hammer enough. And for how long should we leave it under the faucet? that has running water, Eino. So that's why the more is the kasha, because there Eino is mentioned. Kiderach shomu, b'yaneser kachomu b'tares. Klapilai, b'tares kanino. In other words, we are dealing with tares, and not with yaneser. So what did he say? Kiderach shomu b'yaneser kachomu b'tares. We are dealing with tares. Elo kiderach shomu b'tares kachomu b'yaneser. In other words, if he has equipment that was used for Yain Eser, and he wants to clean it out, he wants to kasher it, so he has to do the same thing. Yichamo Eino. Now, when Radyesi says, that he has to leave it under the faucet, that it has running water for a period of an Eino, so what is an Eino? Omarachti Barab Rabbi Yechanen. Oyoy moy lailo. So, oyoy moy lailo. Hanine shune ve'amlo rabchanone bar shune omar rabbe bar chone omar rabbi yichanon chotiyein di chotzi lailo. Di omar rashmul barat yitzrok The loy plige. Hobbit kufas nisim b'tishre when it's an equinox day. So then it's yeim alaylo. He has to leave it 12 hours. In other words, he has to leave it for 12 hours. Hobbit kufas nisim b'tishre. Hobbit kufas tamus l'teves. You see. So in the man chazal, they didn't have that arrangement. You know that. Set up that everybody has, you know, a watch, and then the watch tells them exactly what is 12 hours. And an hour consisting of 1/24th of the full day, of the day and the night. Some melee, they had to give certain simoni for 12 hours. The loy plige, hobbit kupas nisim b'tishre. Some mele, the daylight or the night part of the day was 12 hours. It was not 12 hours. Hobbit kufas tamus l'teves. Hobbit kufas tamus l'teves. So we see that Eino means 12 hours. And here we say that Eino means, so it's a question in regard to the meaning of Eino. Lailo v'chotiei. Laila Rachotiei, so there is a certain inconsistency. So the Gemara says, Ochenamoin, Eine Gabinido, Chotiei in the Chotzi Laila. Chotiei in the Chotzi Laila. In other words, it should be mentioned here in the Braise. Rav Shim Gamliel Meir, not Laila v'Chotiei, but Chotiei v'Chotzi Laila. Chotiei v'Chotzi Laila. So then, whenever you take half of the daylight and half of the night. So you have 12 hours, no matter how long the day is and how long the night is. If you calculate half of the day and half of the night, you have 12 hours. 12 hours. If it's Nekonak's day, so you have 6 and 6. But if you have, let's say, a very long day that is 18 hours, you see, that's 18 hours, and in night, that is 6 hours, so half of the day is 9, and half of the night is 3, so it's 12. V'laylo l'chotiyen komar, l'laylo nisim v'tishre, l'chotiyen l'chotilaylo, d'teyvein. So, Laila v'chotzim komali. Laila needs to be Tishrei. So then, in order to have 12 hours, you have to consider, to calculate half of the day and half of the night. Half of the night. And if it is, let's say, Tevis and Tammuz, so then, when you have Chotzi, now let's say Tevis, so let's say a very long day, the contrary, so a very long night you have, and the Chotzi Laila, the Tevis and Tammuz. So in other words, so you'll have chot yim chot lal. So together you'll have 12 hours. The boy is saying, so in other words, so what is the first part of the Gemara? That when Rav Shimon Gamliel says that lila chot yim, he means not lila chot yim, but it should be stated that yes, it should be. So then it will be applicable to all days, whether it's Tevis Tammuz or it's Nisan Tishrei, because whenever you calculate half of the day and half the night, you'll have 12 hours together. Then there's another terrace in the Gemara that The right here is Laila v'chotiyim, but then yes, the kasha. So it's inconsistent with what the Braise says in connection with Taras and Yayin Eser. There it's also mentioned they know, and there it says half of the day and half of the night. Now, If we say it's let's say this is Tishrei, this price is Tishrei, so and still it says Laila v'chotiyim, so that means 12 hours of the Laila, and chotiyim is 6 hours, so together it's 18 hours. How is it that here she is given Kolalailo, so Rasha is a deal Kolalailo, and she's given even BS in the day following the Lailo. The answer is because the Chosn might not be ready, you know, to be with the Kaleh until it's late, very late in the night, close to the morning, because of the ksuve, you know, because they have to agree on the ksuve. It's not such a idara portion, you see. It's not such a idara portion. Today, there is no problem in writing the ksuve, because there is a standard nusach, and all ksuves are written the same way, but this man has all, so it's all dependent. If somebody wanted just to be mischayed himself, the minun ksuve, suppose he wanted to be mischayed himself, a tasis ksuve, so there might be an argument in connection, so he might be ready with the kale only at the end of the night, so he's not given enough time. So that's why the Chachonim gave him 18 hours, not 12 hours. Shanek Sube, well, here is the Gersi is the Magdabay, the Magdabay means they are detained because of the Ksube, because of agreement and the term of the Ksube. Alright, now the Rashi. Half of the apple, the Rav Shimon, from Shimon Yitzchak, Pomin Shin Pochis. When is the Jason is created, it happens that the Pelees are afraid. So they write late. So if last year it was in April, so now it is let's say March, because they're writing late, so now it's in May, so it's less than you days late. Rabbi Shmuel Damo Tabaye Haloche Beel Dilas Mitzve Keire. Now, what does Rashi say, Beel Dilas Mitzve? Who perish? Here there is a machleke to Shemi. Haloche Beel Dilas Mitzve Bein Igiyaz Mano Bein No Igiya. So, from Rashi it's Mashma, only in respect to now. Benigiyas mano, ben lo yigiya. I mean, this is a chumre over and above the takonas chachme arish. Because according to the takonas chachme arishne, so by lo yigiya, so Rashi says benigiyas mano, ben lo yigiya. It means even tano. So beil bilas mitzvah peiresh. According to the takonas chachme arishne. So by Ketano is entitled as Shitzich Yamako, but there is Takone Mocheres in the Bayam Roin, that even by Ketano is only entitled to be Las Mitzvah, Loi Pluk, by all Noshim the same. All Noshim the same. Now, the Rambam, how does the Rambam, that's his Rashi. And that's the shita of Rabbi Feuerger and also in the Jewish again, that boil glass mitzvah perish applies to all noshim, even to Ishtan. The Rambam, let's see the Rambam. Ubeigres, shall we wash on your mellow, nation law kalaila avishim. Kalaila avishim. So the Ramban paskins that now the twas of dambis of the all dambis of the all bahakin nisei. So inli lobi oleo elabila vishenu appears. Now nisei kishi naro inli rasam yamel dam haris materes libailo albo yomi yei mobilailo aval pisha dam shesis. Now that's according to the Takonis Amishle, but not according to Takonis Amroi, because according to Rabbi Seinu, so the Rabbi Shmuel Dam Tavaya Aloche Bilas Mitzvah Uperish. So according to Rashi Pshat, it means in Niktano. Now the Rambam mentions the Shiurim in the Mishneh. So why is the Rambam not relevant? After all, there is Takonis Samroim over in the book Takonis Chachma Mishneh, and according to Rashi Pshat, according to the Takonis Amoroim, so then in my Ktano, so there is no difference between one category of women and another category of women. All the Noshim, so are only entitled to be Las Mitzvah, that's all. So apparently the Rambam explain the Gemara differently, and the Rambam holds that Boyo Vilas Nitzvah Peiris has reference only to Naro, that is Ruas of Beis Aviyo, that is Ruas of the Beis Aviyo, that's all. That is Ruas of Beis Aviyo, that is Ruas of Beis Aviyo, according to the Mishneh, so she is entitled to Laila Rishena. Laila Rishena, this machleke, the Shama in Bisira. To Laila Rishena. So then the Takone by Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Seinu was, Takone Samoroim was, no, that only Glas Mitzvah. Mashein came in regard to Naro Shaloi Rasa Besavio. Needless to mention, Ktano, so the Takonis of Chachma Mishneh remained intact. So that's why the Rambam says, Bichetzat in Yaloch Yitres, he says, Bichetzat in Apsulo, Bidomi, in Mises Ktano, Bidomi Rasa, Dami Omeo. בין שירוע שאותם ובין שביעו, הרי זה מטרס לבעיו אשי צריך ימקו. כל תראה שצריך ימקו is not relevant, because there is a conness המורי that all noshi, so are only entitled to be as mitzvah, and the Rambam paskens the shiur in the Mishneh, and the only shiur that in the Mishneh that he doesn't pass is narrow the Roas of Beis Aviyo. But now in Halacha Yitres, Nisis Kishi narrow, in Loi Roas of Mene Odam, Harez Meteres Levaila Aboyom, Aboyom Vienu Belaila, Apropis Adam Shemses, Wisha Yechon Samako, in Roas of Dam Beis Aviyo, Vahakim Yiseis, in Loi Lodi Alela Lodilo Vesheino, Vukhenim Kiyo Dam Tzuli, Zekil Klas Nido, Ubeka Shrivasi Yomeo, Mason Kalaya Vichin. So what is the Shikis Rambam? That Rabu Shmuel Damre Tavayev, that Beyoz Vasnitzel Peiri is limited only to the category of women who Tvas of Beis Aviyo, narrow the Tvas of Beis Aviyo. Now, as far as this narrow the Tvas of Beis Aviyo, so then, is only Beil Bila Rishenu, but as far as the other categories of women are concerned, they remain intact the way it is according to the Konas Chachmi Amish. Chachamishnah. So we see that there is a basic machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, so the Hakonas Amoroyim, so applies to all Noshim, and Boyoglas is the best. According to the Rambam, the Hakonas Amoroyim applies only to Inaro Sheroas of Isabir. So according to the Hakonas Chachmei Mishneh, she is entitled to Lailo Sheino in many years. And according to the Hakonas Amoroyim, so only do as mitzvah, but as far as the other Noshim are concerned, there is no change, because insofar as Tano is concerned, so even according to the Hakonas Chachmei Amoroyim, so it's Atzitzich Yamako, and as far as Naro is concerned, Naro Shaluyas of Israel, so even according to the Hakonas Chachmei Amoroyim, even according to Rabbi Seinu, so he's entitled to Dalit Leilis. That's what the Rambam paskens. Nisis Kishanau and Nuras and Yomer Dam, Hareiz and Teres Lepaila Aboyomi. And as far as Beidres Shaluyas of Israel is concerned, the Rambam paskens. Lailo Mishenot, that's according to the Hakonas Chachmei Mishneh also, even though the Mishneh doesn't discuss it explicitly. But when Rav said that Vedras Shaloi Ras, or the title Lailo Mishenot, that means that was the Hakonas Chachmei Mishneh, and as far as Vedras Shavuos of Yisabiyo, so only entitled to Bios Mitzvah even now according to the Hakonas Chachmei. And this is according to the Hakonas Chachmei Mishneh, the previous Shavuos of Yisabiyo. So the only change that the Chachmei Amoroyim made was in connection with the Naro Shavuos of Yisabiyo. So according to the Mishneh entitled to Dalet Leleis, and according to the Chachmei Amoroyim, so he's only Bilas Mitzvah. So as a result of the Takonas Chachmei Amoroyim, there is no difference between Naro Shavuos of Yisabiyo and Beikre Shavuos of Yisabiyo. That is the Rambam. So the Rambam is Chelik HaMerashim. Now, the Raive is Masik on the Rambam. Because of the Raive Zal, Ki Bishamayi, Ad Kam Lishen. So he says that the Rambam paskens like Bishamai. So everybody explains the Raivet. No, how could Raivet say that it is Ki Bishamai? So after all, according to Bishamai, so even Miktano is entitled only to Dalet Leilis, and the Rambam paskens Ektano is entitled to die. And the Rambam paskens that Ektano is entitled until Tichamako. So actually, the Raya doesn't mean that the Rambam paskens like Shammai in respect to all the categories of women. He means in respect to the category of women of the Naro, who was of the Isabio, he passes like the Shammai. But he passes like the Shammai. So, but didn't the Raide understand the meaning that the Rambam, the Rambam passes there, not because of the member of the Shammai? Why should he pass for the Shammai in respect to Naro, Shavuos of the Isabio? But he passes like that in respect to Naro Shavuos of Yisabiyo because of the Takonas Amoroyim, but he holds that the Takonas Amoroyim does not apply to all the categories of women, as Rashi says, but only to Naro that is Shavuos of Yisabiyo, Rashi is here. The answer is, that's how Achim said, that the Raivet agrees with Rashi, that as far as the Takonas Amorim is concerned, so that applies in Tuktano Shloigi as Manolirets. And here the Rambam passes Iktano Shloigi as Manolirets is entitled until Tichyamako. And Naro Shloigi as Manolirets. I'm sorry, Naro is always a given. And Naro Shalila, somebody said, is entitled to Dalit Leleis. So apparently the Rambam is not fasting, does not discuss here Takonas Amoi. He discusses here Takonas Chachmei Mishneh. So he says, according to the point of view of Takonas Chachmei Mishneh, it is like the Shammai, this halacha, like the Shammai. And they assume that the Raivet himself agrees with Rashi, that the Takonas Chachmei Amoi, when Gimore says, so it applies to all Noshim. So here the Rambam only mentions Beilblas Mitzvah in respect to Naroshe Gev Manolireis. So he's discussing it from the point of view of Takonis Achman Mishneh, not from the point of view of Takonis Amori. So Meile, it's like the Shammai. That's how they explain it. So Rashi says, "Ben yigias mano, ben lo yigia." Now, most of Rashi is the ma'ase v'noson Rebbe dalt leila in tefil beischeides. Amale Rebbe, hadura akir chalomali. He has to ask Kikashi against Rabbi Shmuel from Rebbe. If he wants to ask Kikashe, so he can ask Kikashe from the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah of Reshes, that by Ktano, so Ashtich Yamako and Banaro, Shalirwasa Beisavio, so it's Dalet Leleis, and Banaro Shalirwasa Beisavio, so then, Yechalai Lachas, not Bilas Mitzvah, so he can ask Kikashe. Lomli, Eisen Masnissen, Usoba, Rafriz, the Saba Maiserav. In other words, it's better to ask from Maiserav, which is Limaise, rather than to ask from the Mishneh, which is just theoretical, not Limaise. We come up in Rabbi Shmuel Kashe. So it's Kashe from the Mishneh and from Maiserav of Rebbe. So, Imu the Abdik Rabbi Seinu. Itani Rabbi Seinu after the Mishneh. Chozru v'nimnu beil duas mitzvot. Now, so that means that the Aloche, according to the Rashi, the Aloche of beil duas mitzvot peirish is now in the Gemara. It's at Rabbi Seinu, Takonis Rabbi Seinu. Not at the Chachmei Mishneh, but Rabbi Seinu after the Mishneh. After the Mishneh, and according to the Rambam, so that Takone only applies to Naro Shavua Sabi Sabio, but Naro Shaluwa Sabi Sabio. So the Takone Samishneh, so far as the law is concerned, remains intact, and needless to mention that by Kano, so the Takone Samishneh remains intact. And the reason as to why now, when I say now, I mean even 1,000 years ago, and in this man again, that by all notion, so is only entitled to the mitzvah, is because of the takonis again, according to Rambam. According to Rashi, by all notion, it's beil duas mitzvah, because of the Takonis Chachmei Amoraim, the Rabbi Seinu. come away. He had to go. The Beich and Rish Lakish was naked. When they was learning to naked, the Pilik to naked, so I was asking in a, Elohim Mosik, Natale ni be Kalve, that's a figure of speech. Kalve is a fact, it's sure. Ni be Kalve means in a machrisho. If a shul is standing on a plow piece of land, so then he will not pick up anything except dust. So in other words, when Rabbi and Rish Lakish were learning, were engaged in the study of Mishnayos of the Nekes, so they only used dust. In other words, they didn't task in accordance with the Mishnah to make it, Lemaise, because Lemaise they passed in like the Rabbi said. I mean, that Roshna Mishnah tends to indicate a little like Rashi's Pshat, because according to the Rambam Pshat, so the Takanas Rabbi said only applies to one category of women. As far as the other categories of women, so the Takonas HaMishneh, the Aloha of the Mishneh remains intact. So why did they pick up only dust? I mean, they picked up many, many pebbles of Halakhah, other Allah. And then the conclusion was, Be'o Dilas Mitzvah Peret. Omar el Rabab el Rabashe el Nato Bal Nefesh le Yidma Biyose. After all, the Gmar Biyye is considered as a separate Biyye. So he, if he's only entitled to be Las Mitzvah, he should not be entitled even to be Gamer the Biyye. Omar el Rabab Kein Libi Meik Veyu Peyos. In Kein Libi Meik Veyu Peyos. All right, now, now you have to be ready on the whole Gemara. I think that you went over the Gemara with the Leo. From beginning with the Mishnah after that to Dalit, after Kishon Modayo Shaito, up to the end of the day. Now, we still have a small piece of Gemara there in Nekes, but I don't want to start it, lest I become involved in it, and then I'll be in a dilemma. I mean, just to interrupt in the middle of a sentence that is something unpleasant, and just to go over it, run over, I don't want, so just a small piece of it.
Sugyos, Nida, Shir Lamed Hay. By the Rosh Hashanah, Yud Dalet Kislev Hei Toshim Involved, November 27th, 1985, on Wednesday.
The Gemara here, a few lines, but it's very confusing, very complicated. Tanu Rabban, V'chulam Shol Yushayt is done, all these notions, let's say, Tano and Naro, who are given a certain Zman, within which, Any real is toyer. But suppose they started to bleed within that man, and it continued afterwards. So let's say according to Bishamai, the Tzveikes is only entitled to 4 days. Suppose he started to bleed on the fourth day and continued into the fifth day, into the sixth day. So, what's that walking? The Kulan Shoy Shit is Damu Boys, the Teah Dalit Lady, the Acha Dalit Lady, the Teah Halailo, the Acha Halailo. So, the Teah Halailo, the Acha Halailo. So, in other words, that is relevant. That question is relevant according to Bishamai by Tano Shaloi Diaz Manavere. So she's entitled to 4 days. Suppose she started to bleed on the fourth day and continued into the fifth day, into the sixth day, into the sixth day. Or and according to Bisilel, so it's relevant, Ligabe, Inaro, she Diaz Manavere, the Loyo Aso Base of the earth. So according to Bisilel, she's entitled to 4 days. Suppose she started to breathe on the fourth day and it continued later into the fifth day, into the sixth day. And let's say, according to the Shammai, it is relevant, irrelevant in the case where of a narrow Sheikiyaz Manolir is the Roasol base of the earth. So she started to bleed within that night, the first night, and she continued to bleed after that night, every night, and according to the Silel, it will be relevant in regard to the case of Einaro, she hears Manoviris, the Roasol base of the earth. So she's entitled to one night, and she started to bleed that night, with that night, and she continued to bleed the second day and the third day. So
she
one second, let me finish, please. The Chulon Shoy Shep is Dam, who boys with your Dalit Lelis Lacha Dalit Lelis, Miteich Halailo Lacha Halailo, Chulon Tzriches Liv Day, Chulon Tzriches Liv Day, Es Atzmo. So they have to make it decay. They have to make a bdike. What is the purpose of the bdike? To see whether the after all, I mean, what's the purpose of the bdike? She'll certainly find a kesen on the aid, because she continues to bleed. But the purpose of the bdike is to see whether it looks like them. So I mean, Tesis says that Rashi Shita is that according to Bishamat, according to Bishilel, Rashi Shita is that according to Bishilel, even if it's Nishtame Maras Dama, so then she's still Teo. She's still Teo, according to Bisila. So Teisa says the Kashe against Rashi. How can we say that? As the Brice and the Floreshes we learn that in Ishtana Maras Domo. So then she's Meo, even within the 4 days, not only in the case of Shifas, but even within the 4 days. So in Nishtame Maras Domo, so she's Meo. So that's the Kasha the Teisa says it's against Rashi. Now the Rashash says that Rashi has reference to one Shinu Mare, and that Braise that says that if she's Nishtame Maras Domo, so then she's so she's Meo, even within the Dalit days, so have reference to different things. When the Mora says that in Shtana Maras Domo, so then, even within the Dalit days, so she's Meo, the Mora means in Shtana Maras Domo, if, let's say, the Mare of the Dam is different than the Mare of the Dam that is Yetzin Shastashmi. So then it's a raya that it's already Chosamako. Because Chosamako, that the mako was healed, that the hymen was already broken completely and healed. So, but here Rashi means a different shinumare. So that Rashi here means, as the Gemara points out, damsulim kitzet damnida ode, damsulim ein ode, damnida zium, damsule ein zium. So damnida bomin amokia, damsulim bomin asdodi. So here the dike is not for the purpose of determining whether it's the same as the mare b'shastashmish. So that here the dike is to determine whether the dam comes from the moke or the dam comes from the zdodi. I mean, how is that determined? So the shenim say, I mean, twish tiferes. And that's the reason as to why the Gemara, right after this price, discusses the union of a real damach mustashmish. Because here in this price it's mentioned damin, damsulim bom, damnida bom namoka, damsulim bom nasdodim. So mele, there, when the real damach mustashmish, she has to make a dike with the shveres to determine whether the dam comes from the moke or the dam comes from the zdori, or the purpose of the dike is to see whether it's red or not red, whether it's unclean or it's clean. So that, in regard to that chinumare, so according to the Hillel, so even if it's nishtane, even if it's nishtane, in other words, even if it is odin, and even if it is unclean, the dam, it's mzuem, it stains your hand when you touch it. So even in such a case, she stay according to the Zohar. But, and when the Gemara says, when the Braise says, in the first Perek, that Mishtane Hadam, so Tneo according to everybody, that is reference to a different Shina Adam. Shina, if the Mare looks different than the dam that was Yetzim Shastashmish, so maybe it's no Kasha against Rashi. This is what the Rasha says. But anyway, so Rashi says, Bikulam Shoye Shepiz Dam, Uboyis Mitir Dalet Leile Islacha Dalet Leile, Mitir Halailo Lacha Halailo, Kulam Tzriches Libdi, Esatzma, to determine whether the dam comes from the moke with the shiferes, whether the dam comes from the moke or the dam comes from the zdodi, whether it is odeim or not odeim, whether it's mizuem, it stains your hand when you touch it, or it's not mizuem. So Rashi says, v'chulon rabmeya machmer kidive bishama, v'tamo dalet leileis la tzricho b'dike, in shifas mitir dalet lacha dalet unaro lailechot. So according to Reb Meir, if the bleeding started within the 4 days and it continued after the 4 days, so that tends to indicate that it's the same source, because it can she continued to bleed before the 4 days, so it's damsulim. So mele, but in view of the fact that it continued after the 4 days, but there is an indication that it's the same dam suling that started within the 4 days, but in order to corroborate that theory, so she has to be bathing to determine whether it's a mzufuishiferes, whether it's an amokia, or it's nazdodim, whether it's red or not red, whether it's mizuem or not mizuem. And if the dike determines that it comes from the zdodim, so then she or the zdodim, or that it's not red, so then she stays. Yeah, in view of the fact that it started before within the 4 days. In Shifas Mitzadal Lachadalet, Unairo Lachad, Ushogiyetz, the price says, Ushori is Shabi Bishamri Bisilel, Holachach Maradomi, Shoyramea Reme, a Maradomi Mishunimain Zemze, Kate at Damnid Ode, Damsulimain Ode, Damnid Zium, Damsulimain Zium, Damnid Bomna Mokea, Damsulim Bomna Zgon. So, Omar Abitzhok Barabesi, Omar Abitzhok and Zuti Ramea, our Homimimimim, Kol Maradomim Ahasen. So in other words, the pshat is, according to Chachamim, even if it's nishtana marazomim, she's still teiro. But not, so Teisa says the Kashi, how can Rashi say that? The Tzipras in the Fereshes, in the first parak we learned it, that if it's nishtana, the domi, so then it is, she's teiro, according to everybody, no matter when it happens, even within the 4 days. Allah has come with Hamo in the case of Shifas, when the bleeding takes place after 4 days. The answer is there, the Gemara is reference to one kind of Shinumai Domi. In other words, if it looks different than the dam that was Yetzim Shastash. So then it's a riot that it's not Dam Sulim anymore. Because if it's Dam Sulim, it should look the same way as the dam that was Yetzim Shastash. And here, when the Chachamim say Komar Adam Achasein, it means if it's red, or if it's Mizueh. So the according to Chachamim, you cannot determine on that basis. That's no criterion. Because Damsulim also sometimes is red, and Damsulim also is sometimes it's Mizueh. This is what the Rishash says. Now, Ushori is. Heche, deine Shepat. Shebein Bishamai Bishilel Bishan, the Bishilel Teirin, Vafilu Nishtane. So this Kashi is, how can we say Bishilel Teirin Atul Nishtane? But that's a Gemara Mefereshes that Nishtane. So then she's Meo, because that's a good portion. The answer is, there it means Nishtane from the Mare, of the dam that was eating Shastashmish. And here it means Nishtane that it looks red, that it looks Mizuen. Biomar Meir, Hola Hachamaridom, who behold is really Kibishamari Gamre. The Bishamai, Apil Loy Nishtanu Kmei, Kidin Deino Shifas, Mitir Dalet Leacha Dalet. So, in view, it's in other words, so here, Heichadeni Shepat means when she started to bleed after the 4 days, by Tano. When she started to bleed after the 4 days. So then according to Bishamai, if she started to bleed after the 4 days, so even if it's not Nishtana, it's made, Kidin Deini Shepat. But if it would be Shepat in the sense, she started to bleed within the 4 days and it continued after 4 days. So then, and lo nishtano, so then it would be toyer, at the toyer, but kidin deina shifas, and it originated after 4 days, the rie. So mele, according to Bishamai, that she's only given his man of 4 days, if the rie started after 4 days, so she's meyo even without nishtano, mitir dal lach dal nishtano, mitir lailo lach lailo, leigias manu leigwaso. So in other words, so when we say the Braise says that Reb Meir is kibishamai, it doesn't mean that Reb Meir is kibishamai. Is kibishamai. Is kibishamai. In everything. So in other words, there are certain things when Reb Meir is not Kibbutz Shammai. Let's say, so according to Kibbutz Shammai, so atil lo nishtanu tmei kibin deini shifas mitir dalet lacha dalet. So that means, in other words, so according to Bishamai, even by Ktano, Shloigiyaz Manu Lirais, and then she saw. She had a rear after the 4 days, so whether Nishtane or not Nishtane, well, no matter how the dam looks, whether it looks Mizuim or it doesn't look Mizuim, whether it looks red or it doesn't look red. So, according to Bishamah, it's Meir, and the Meir does not agree to go along with Bishamah in that. Because in that case, Reb Meir would agree with Bisilel that if it's a Tano Shalit, so until it's Chosha Mako, so she's there. She's there. Kidin Deinei. So, yeah. So it's Mashma from this Rashi that according to Bishamai, so if it's Nachita, and the bleeding started after the 4 days. So even Loinishtanu, so she's male. Thus implying that if it would be Shukas, so then the Devarisa says, then she makes a Dike, and if the Dike shows that the dam is not red, that the dam is not Mizuem, so then she's tail off if she makes a dike. But according to the Silel, but if the dike shows that the dam is red, that the dam is Muslim, then she's tail off. In the case of Chifas. So on that point, Rav Meir agrees with Bisham. Shamay apil neinstam tnei, kibi di nishe fad, mtu tala lach at alu tana, mtechlai lach, hiya zmanu li rosa. So, all right. Zudu vera mea, ala chachomi nein rein, kol maare domi in achas. So,
but there agrees with the shahi with reservations.
Yeah. All right. So in other words, according to Rashi, so Reb Meir does not agree with Bishamai on the zman that is given to a ktano that shelo yigia zman liris. So according to Bishamai, she's only given 4 days, and according to Reb Meir, Reb Meir agrees with Bishil on that question, and according to Reb Meir, so she's until it's Chosha Mako. But in the case of Shifa's dam and she shapes dam from 4 days till later. So then, and if she makes, so Reb Meir holds that if she makes a dike, and the dike shows that the dam is not ordained, that the dam is not mizuem, so then she's there. But if the dike shows that the dam is ordained, and the dam is Mizuem, then she's male. Now the question is this, so that's a little strange. This rain according to Bishamai, so Bishamai holds that Iktano is not given until Chosamako, but only 4 days. So we understand as to why Bishamai says that in the case of Shifas, so then we have to, it depends upon the dik. But Rav Meir agrees with Bisilel that the Ktano is given so why does Rav Meir say and why does the Meir say that in the case of Shifas, in the case of Shifas, so then it depends upon the decay. It depends upon the decay. After all, what difference does it make whether it is Shifas or not Shifas, according to the Meir? Right. In other words, according to Ramea, so she is given a Chitichi Amako. So why does Ramea say, Liktano Dalet Lilis Latzrich of Dike, Im Shifas Mitir Dalet Lacha Dalet, Umao Laila Echot? So then we require Dike. So, what difference does it make whether it's Shifas Mitir Dalet Lacha Dalet? There is no Indian, no significance in Dalet Yom, in Dalet Lilis. There is no significance. So we have to say that according to Rashi, that's why the Rashi is very complicated here. So we have to say that according to Rashi, now and then, Heichadeina Shifas, Shebin Bishamay Bisila. So in the case of Shifas, Mitir Dalet, Leachadalet, then it depends on Bike. But if she's not Shifas, so then, if she's not Shifas, and the Bike and the Rie of the Star,